No, because I think you...
It's not important.
No.
The way he proposed, I never said they loved me, but he gave me a big letter. That's not empty letter. He was shy, naive himself, like a little girl. Never had a smell for dinner. He was
like a little boy.
He was like a little boy. Never. Well, then, the end was, I said, you can see what's going to be done. He said, the Latin too much to the Indian audience, to the Christian audience, and all the rest of the world. I said, when I was doing it, many times I had to go to a bunch of the boys, they said, to go to a piece of a body, we
already
committed. When I took questions, you know, that you know, the identity letter was there, the guy, you know, you know, you know, and he was just broken. See, I kept my kids, keeping them in my life. So, because I knew I was going to Palestine that time, I wasn't able to go and just be able to speak. I knew what I was doing. So, I used to go to Palestine, so I went 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 to Palestine. I said, I'm sure, if you have no money, I'll pay for it. They said, come on, please don't mind. I was younger, so I kept it up. They said, Palestine is a villain. Palestine is a villain means it's not in the mood. I always feel like I'm a bad human, a bad mood. I never had a little smile on me. I kind of feel very much a mood of
family. Yeah,
I didn't have a bad mood. Never had. So then, well, it's a good mood of family. But I have to get something. And he went out for over 3 years. Then I might have decided to go to the first year. You know, to know to me, to learn it. I didn't know that I loved him. I thought, you know, he was nice to me. He was a gentleman. No,
Your marriage, of course, is not prearranged. You wanted to discuss that. Do they do any prearranging of marriages where you were? You would never have had a prearranged marriage, would you?
What do you mean prearranged?
The matchmaker.
Oh, no. No. Don't forget I met him, you know.
No, I mean, about that.
No, he fell in love that time, the minute.
So your parents didn't do that first thing, though, did they?
No, of course, I was too young. He was coming in every day, every night, every day, every day, every day. He never missed a day of seeing me. Anything he wanted to tell me, gave me a big letter.
Okay, I understand that, but I just wanted to know what the feeling was about the actually, you were mostly, did you say you were mostly interested in marrying somebody from your own lady, from your own country?
Yeah, and another thing, I had that boy, the one from the Hungarian.
Yeah.
I like to learn myself very intelligent, and I need to look good, it's good, it's good. Because he worked with us before. It's heavy.
Were you mostly concerned about me and someone from your own neighborhood?
And my mother said, I better take a dime, in view of this, it's like, I better take a dime from this book than a dollar from a different kind of country.
This is
perfect.
They were
against it. I could go away.
Not you. Yeah. Did any of your friends or family marry a non-Jew?
That time it wasn't a problem. I was the first in the family. No, no. every Saturday morning.
All right. Okay. These are the days when I couples have a hard time. Not have a hard time, but there's problems with, you know, first marriage, first married getting along with each other.
It's a marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, just adjustment problems with marriage.
Yeah, that's
fine. They
get it worse. I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
What?
If a couple can't get along the first year or two, three, five, they should never stick together.
What do you think your problems are of adjustment work?
I had a lot of problems.
Those first years.
Well,
you don't have to go into the whole thing.
No. Well, the biggest, well, a bit first thing, the case of the things we did not accept other basis of the being out and supporting. We did understand that we had a child with a We all have problems, and what married couples don't is when they start out. Well,
you think that you're the one who made the decision to move home?
I think so.
Do you think that that was the way it was when you moved home?
Yeah, that was the same.
Do you think that that's different from the way you grew up?
Well, in my family, this was my mother was that vegetable man. She did. But my father was that vegetable man.
Do you think, in other words, that there was probably more unity in your house?
I had a very wonderful
house. Yeah, you think there's more unity there than perhaps in your own
house?
Than in your own marriage?
Yeah. And I still see my family, my sister, thinking I'm a piece of paper, and I'm going to be all of what they're having to say, and I'm 16 seconds. And they were still for each other, we decided to do everything in the world. And then they're all around the
I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you. Well, my son? No, I think so.
No, well, you.
Oh, you just do that. No, no, so you're afraid the woman is a good man. But it works out that you look like I have a She graduated from North Carolina County in 1960. The younger one, she graduated on her own. She got a college. She got a career, got a divorce, status. And she's got a master's education, has a professor. And she works in the factory of women.
No, the
older you started to do that. Oh. My son got less education than and I, but they're a wonderful lawyer. Even his license to go to Supreme Court, but they also had a case. Yeah, very highly educated.
All right, now they all had a Jewish education?
Yeah, they went to Jewish school. Oh, yeah. They went to Jewish school. Then the other children, they were one of them, they went to the last synagogue. Yeah. But compared to the years, trouble is a trouble company.
All right. I think I have. Oh, did you think that your children, did you raise your children differently than you raised your parents?
I raised them almost like my parents, I was very kind to my children. I never opened my big mouth and they say, I had an intelligent, very happy to talk to children. I could see them understand you're there, just I had no trouble.
And do you think that pretty certain the way you seemed that you were raised?
Yeah, I was raised in Chinese and I've been there for them.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you think that any of the problems that you had in raising children would be with that to be an immigrant?
I said, take your mom home, and I told her, I said, don't discuss this one, this is terrible. She always compliments me, I look younger than I am, and I'm so good with you. Mm-hmm. And she's going years ago, I asked her, listen, as long as she didn't want to.
You know, that is absolutely the last question I'll
thank you very much. Okay.